gang, what is up, my pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and this is a new episode of the Video Game Bang, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee, Sacramento's number one spot for comics and coffee, brought to you by Energy Esports, Vast.gg. Do they have a tagline yet? Doesn't matter, you heard his voice. He is back from exile. We don't know where he was. He just disappeared. We didn't know if he said, I need to go use the bathroom, and he never came back. What's up?
What's going on, everybody? I did a whole Eat, Pray, Love thing. Traveled the world.
Are we sure this is even the same web?
Oh, it might not be. I did run into somebody named Arya.
So you went west of Westeros.
I went west of Westeros to see what it was. It took me 20 minutes. I don't know why Arya thinks it's going to take her so long.
I saw a meme said, what's west of Westeros? Westworld, of course.
I saw that.
Yeah. You heard her voice. Emma Skies. What is up?
Hello.
How you doing, Emma Skies?
I'm good.
So you did your show. You did your TED Talk last week at Oblivion Comics and Coffee. How did it go?
I did. It went very well. We talked a lot about cosplay makeup and body paint and SFX makeup and
Damn
things.
Damn it, I was just going to that one.
So that's why everybody showed up. They saw you were talking about body paint and they got interested, right?
People like body paint.
They do love the body paint. What break it down for someone. I didn't get to go. What are the spark notes? What do I need to know?
Oh, man.
Throw
about which part?
Makeup. Just makeup in general. What is it?
Use the right foundation that matches your skin.
What do you
don't
do?
Want yeah. to mismatch skin tones.
It's a very important part.
Boom.
Was that
the
part
most
of
important
yeah.
part?
Were you there,
is that if you're not wearing makeup or if you're not comfortable wearing makeup, you don't have to.
Okay.
And that is like the most that. Important thing. If you want to wear makeup, you can. And I had some tips and some tricks and some things to do. But if you're not comfortable with it, you don't have to.
And when can people go see this? First Saturday? Last Saturday? It's like the same every time.
It's the last Saturday of the month. We will have to probably reschedule this month, I think. But I'm not sure yet. So keep an eye on the Facebook.
They do a great job letting people know when the events are on Oblivion's social media channels. So if you haven't already, I recommend giving them a channel on Twitter and Facebook is where they do all their hosting of events. You can go check out great events like Emma Skies Cosplay Crash Course and the Video Game Bang Trivia Nights, which we have another one. Yeah, it's coming up. We got Monday the 10th. We're going to be doing Pokemon-themed trivia. So if you're in the Sacramento, NorCal area and you fancy yourself a Pokemon master, you don't want to miss out on our trivia nights. They're usually pretty cracking. They're a lot of fun. Also joining us on the show, he's back from Hawaii, my neighbor Marcus. What's up?
Hello. How's it going? How's everybody doing?
So how was Hawaii?
It was great. It was fantastic. The best weather you could probably ask for. Got a little hot. Some sharks were biting.
I know. Talk about that because we're Sacramento podcast. This was in the news actually. At the same beach you were at is where the dude from Granite Bay.
Yeah, yes. It was actually two hotels down. He's apparently swimming offshore, like pretty far, and
just got bit.
Well, someone saw him like flailing in the water, so they ended up calling because they knew.
Something bad
happened, and sure enough, it was a shark. So,
jeez,
pulled him out, and he didn't make it. And yeah, and the beach was closed, so I was forced to sand snorkel.
Oh, poor you!
I know,
dude just died, and you had to go play
super
in the. You had to go to the the splash area.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, this dude, he's from Granite Bay, 65 years old. The crazy part, he actually happened to be my wife's mom's optometrist. For like 15 years.
That's insane.
Had no idea in this small world that you guys would be out there. And then it's what really bad is they were there celebrating the dude's retirement.
Oh. Yeah, that's the terrible part.
Yeah, that's the kicker.
You had to fight off a shark?
Punch it in the gills?
Yeah, you punch it in the gills or you punch it square on the nose.
I don't think he knew it was coming.
I would like to see a shark come at you full tilt and you'd be like, yeah, I'm going to punch it in the face. Yeah.
Well, Jason Statham did it.
Well, I did. Actually, before we even went to Maui on Oahu, we went shark diving. So,
oh, what was that like? Was that terrifying?
Not really, because you're in a cage, so I at least felt safe.
Yeah. I don't know. Watch Meg.
But they did recommend, hey, if you want to go to the next level, you can free dive with the sharks. And I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Like the cage part.
Do they attack the cage?
No.
Okay.
So part of the
unless
thing
your
is,
cage attacks them.
Well, yeah. Well, the first thing is they make sure they're fed, so they don't get aggressive and try to eat people.
Okay. Yeah. I guess, yeah.
Do you guys see the stuff about this Andy Ruiz Jr. too? We got to talk about that just for a quick minute.
You mean Homer versus...
And the Drake curse?
No, which one?
So basically, there's this curse for Drake, right? And it has
the singer?
Yeah. Okay. Who? No, Drake the...
Dragon.
Yeah, Drake the Dragon.
Drake and Josh.
Oh! Drake Bell. Yeah.
This is a curse Drake about
Bell,
Drake
yeah.
The Jake Bell curse.
He's like a musician.
No, Drake takes pictures with, athletes, and then yeah. they usually just either lose viciously or something happens.
Like, oh, it's like the Madden curse.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
yeah.
like Madden.
So Drake takes a photo next to this dude, and this is like in February, and the guy's like, tweets it. He's like, I'm going to break the curse. He's set up to fight. Heavyweight boxer dude, he's a million odds, you know, he's going to win.
Yeah.
And last minute, his opponent, I don't know, something happens to him, and they replace him with just the first dude they found. Like, he's got a beer belly, like, he's got tattoos all over. He's got a decent record, but, like, you know, this dude looks like a fucking statue.
Yeah.
And he's fighting against this pudgy little guy, Andy Ruiz Jr. And the Drake curse is real. This dude knocks him the fuck out.
Dang.
Well, I saw some training videos of that guy, and he's a lot faster and quicker than
he looks.
Yeah, he looks like he just came off the couch and had too many beers, but, man, he's fit.
Yeah, then that's a good old boy strength.
Like. I came across you guys ever go on Facebook and you like watch a video and like the next video plays and the next video and you just kind of get lost in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I came across Toothless Hillbilly Boxing.
What?
Yeah, on R&R Redneck something. that was entertaining. It was some lady who straight up was toothless.
Yeah.
And then some girl who looked like she was, like, I think they said that she was a wrestler or something.
Maybe it was his cousin?
No, it was cousin. They were both women.
Oh.
And the wrestler got her ass kicked. The toothless woman, her name was Sapphire. And she kicked ass.
Dang.
She was ruthless.
Well, you got to check her Instagram feed and see if she took any photos next to Drake.
That's probably what happened.
Now we can do some of this.
What you playing? 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 What you playing?
I was very much Last Week Tonight-esque. And now this.
Don't put us on that level.
Oh, we're on that level.
Don't insult Last Week Tonight like that.
We've been on that level.
How dare you. John Oliver's going to slap you right in the face.
No.
Nah, he's too British to slap.
He's a fan. He's a fan of the show. Also, before we get into what you're playing, we got to announce that Oblivion Comics and Coffee, you can get 10% off if you mention VGB now.
What?
Ooh,
what?
Brand new.
Pretty legit.
Just came across the wire. Didn't even know about it till just now. So if you go to Oblivion Comics Coffee,
VGB.
Say VGB sent you 10% off.
Did you say come across? Whenever I hear come across the wire, I always think of like it's been Morse code. It's been transmitted in Morse code. Boop, 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 boop.
That's how
boop,
we communicate. Boop, 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 boop. Yeah. Emma did Morse code on the table. Yes. So it is what you playing time. We'll go around the table. It's been a while since we've done this. It's good to catch up, see what we've all been doing. Emma Skies, what you been playing?
I've been playing a lot of stuff. I started a BioShock Infinite run yesterday and played that for 8 hours. I've been playing the Overwatch anniversary event.
You're back in Overwatch?
I am back in Overwatch for one reason and one reason only.
You're going pro.
Academy Diva.
I thought you were going pro.
The only reason I'm back on Overwatch. Over the last, between Monday and today, I have opened over 100 loot boxes in Overwatch.
How many duplicates did you get?
Quite a few.
All duplicates.
And you didn't get this one.
And I didn't get the Academy Diva. I got every other fucking legendary skin in the goddamn world. Actually, that's a lie. I didn't really get that many legendaries because the fucking drop rate is shit. But
did you get enough gold to buy it?
I did. I had to get enough. I had to just hope that I got enough gold from 107 loot boxes to buy the Academy Diva skin.
I would hope
Overwatch,
so.
If you fucking did. Drop rates suck.
Well, that's why they give you the gold. It all worked out.
So stupid. I could not believe. I think out of 50 boxes in the first round, I got one new skin. And then, like, I got, like, 5 legendaries in 50 boxes in this last one. But I was just like, Jesus Christ. How is this? What is happening?
Why does everybody love this skin so much?
I mean, it's fucking cute,
it's
man.
It's good, but they've already got like toys of it and stuff.
They have it up for pre-order. The little Nendoroid thing.
That's right.
Which was real cute until I realized it was $50 and I said, no, thank you.
Yeah. So what's the difference? Expensive. What's the difference between a Nendoroid and a Pop Vinyl? Because this looks kind of the same.
The price?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Nendoroid is like much like better quality. It's more like collector.
Is it still like, plastic?
Yes. It's still plastic.
It's collector plastic.
So material, like it's about the same value.
It's in the quality.
It costs them the same amount to make, but the markup. I don't know. Like the Nendoroids, I think are like they're significantly heavier. Like they've got weight to them, where like Pops are like these kind of plastic throwaways, which I love because I can fucking afford them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I will get like 7 Pops for the price of a Nendoroid. And I'll be perfectly happy with that.
Well, wait until they're on clearance. That's when you got to buy them.
Exactly. How was your skill level? Because you haven't played for a while.
Very bad.
Are you rusty?
Yes.
So what you play D.Va, right? So that's.
I do. I haven't played it much because I've been playing Hero Gauntlet, which is my new favorite mode.
Oh, tell us about it.
Hero Gauntlet is everybody starts off as, it's like gun game. So like you start off as McCree and then you kill somebody and turn into soldier. And then you kill somebody and you turn into next character. And you kill somebody and turn into the next character.
Yeah.
And it's whoever gets to the last character first.
It's
looks
nice.
Like I
want
to play it.
It's really fun. And I'm like, I was okay at it on Monday, and then I did it today, and it was just horrendous. So I don't know what the fuck happened. I'm really bad, but like, I'm not as bad as I was today.
It really shows your weaknesses because the last one, you literally have to kill someone with a Torb hammer.
Yeah.
So you don't have his rivet gun. You don't have his, you just have to hit them with a fucking hammer.
That's so pretty legit.
They buff it, so it takes like 2 or 3 hits before it kills, but it is a super fun game, and I recommend it as a warm up. Like, it's a sick warm up because. I hate mystery heroes because you never know which one you're going to get.
Completely imbalanced.
You feel like you're not having fun. This one, you're on your own. You get to start off with your hit scan with the McCree.
I hate that you start with McCree.
That's the best one.
I can't fucking aim.
Well, you play on a controller.
I can't aim. I can't aim on a PC either.
It's like starting out with pistols on Call of Duty.
Is that how you... Yeah, you start
gun,
with... Yeah.
Gun game.
And then, yeah, in gun game and Call of Duty, the last one's with a knife, I think.
That's right.
Yep.
No, yeah. None. So it's the same. It's the same concept.
So I'll just jump into because I've been playing all Overwatch. It's season 13. I lost track.
Season 16, I think.
Is it 16?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I've lost
it's
track.
It's not like you work 25. In the industry.
I work. It's season 2 Overwatch League. I'll tell you that. Stage 3, week 1, starting tomorrow. Can't wait. But I've been playing to get back into. I don't know. And today I was streaming before we started this, and. Something about just positivity in the game. Like, every group I had was, like, some good dudes. You know, no racism. Everybody talked. When we would bring up switches, people would switch. It was, like, a really good, like, 5 or 6 games I had.
I like that the description of a really good day on Overwatch starts with no racism.
No racism! Yeah, we made it! We did
Jesus.
It!
We made one game with that.
24 hours with no racism.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Well, it's, you know, it's the Wild West. You get some really whacked out people. I found out just with, it's Pride Month, you know, this month. And so we're, you know, a team that has an audience, and you want to have some moral responsibility online. So we change our icon, you know, to Pride and our banners, and, you know, we're going to be doing some cool fundraising stuff. And just the polarity of the responses was just disheartening.
Did you see the absolute shitstorm on Xbox's Facebook page?
No. Was it just people in the comments?
It was a nightmare because they changed their profile to be, like, rainbow-themed. People lost their goddamn minds.
Yeah.
I was like, how are you this offended by a rainbow?
It makes...
What the fuck is wrong in your life?
And I hate the...
Well, that's a lot of people.
What's crazy is the movement this year, you know, for anti... Like, for me, to be that hateful online is just... It's so far out of mind. I don't know how you could do it. So what they do is they kind of compartmentalize it, why they justify themselves. And the justification this year is... there's no straight... parades is what I keep saying. Like, that's the new art.
To Boston.
Oh, is that why they're coming up with stuff like that? I Boston's saw that and I didn't understand it.
That's the 2019 argument. Wow. It's a little wild.
Everybody shows up in their socks and sandals and their khakis and
or cargo pants.
Total
right?
bummer. Yeah. So, I mean, if that's your way of thinking, you're probably not listening to this show.
Is it not anymore?
But anyways, to digress, I'm back up in Plat, which made me super happy. I don't know whether it's because, you know, the player base has dwindled, so, you know, it's there's not much more competition or what, but I'm super happy to be back in those 2600s. I'm grinding. I think this is going to be my season. I'm going diamond.
So you mentioned stage 3 starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
For Overwatch League, stage 2, Shock went perfect.
Shock had the most dominant stage in Overwatch League history. There, I said it.
And you said if they went, was it undefeated or if they just won stage 2?
I said if they went undefeated.
Okay, and they did, and they got win shares.
Well, not only did they go undefeated, they didn't drop a single map.
They didn't drop a map.
Flawless.
So, stage 3, how are you upping it now?
I don't think, I think the next level, now we're expected to win, so it's different. Because now we got stage 3, you know, and our schedule looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, these are some teams that are super beatable.
So what you're saying is you're too afraid to do something else.
Yeah. I think I'll reserve the next big stunt, if you will, for if they can win the grand finals.
Okay.
So that'll be the big one in Philadelphia. If they can make it to that and they win the whole thing, the whole kit and caboodle,
yeah,
I might dye the beard.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think
I want the unibrow.
The unibrow?
The microbladed
unibrow.
None of this short-term.
Orange? Short-term? Short-term? This hair dye has lasted way longer than I thought it would.
Yeah,
well, it's because you bleached your hair.
Well, I think she was saying it was going to last like 6 months. That's pretty...
Microblading lasts like up to a year.
Hell so. No. I don't
you
do
know,
any...
take the real plunge.
I don't commit
don't
to anything.
Coward.
I don't commit to anything for
orange
more than
unibrow.
No. You guys are tripping.
I want to see it.
Marcus, what you been playing, man?
What have I been playing? Well, I've been playing the best game ever.
Oh, God.
Game of the year.
Which one? Oh, PUBG?
What? How'd you know?
Oh,
yeah, no, that's
gosh.
One of them. I was playing some Rocket League.
Really?
Yeah, on the plane. It's perfect. Nintendo Switch, you can play co-op with people and
so you traveled with a buddy. So were you guys able to play with each other on the plane?
Yeah, on separate Switches. So you just local LAN. It's pretty nice. Works great.
All right.
Except for when we're playing Mario Party, it dropped right at the end. You know, I'm going for the win.
Are you sure you didn't just rage quit?
No, because I was winning. And then maybe they rage quit. I don't know. But ended up ending. And then Tabletop Simulator.
Played what is on. That?
It's basically board games on your computer.
Okay. I'm with you. Like,
so you can download a bunch of mods. It's kind of like a sandbox game. You can download mods for pretty much any game out there.
So and give me some examples. Dungeons & Dragons, stuff like that? Or
I'm sure that's on there. I was playing Acquire. There's what's the X-Wing?
Oh, no way. Like the Star Wars X-Wing.
Yeah, even X-Wing's on there. What else? Pretty much everything.
Dang.
Probably Monopoly, playing King of Tokyo.
So I understand as a gamer this might be weird because online gaming is so popular, but why not just meet up in person and play these games? Why are you playing a simulator?
Sometimes people are far, far away and they can't just drive over. So when you play with people in other countries.
Okay, so. Good answer. David Webb, what you been playing?
I've been playing this really cool game called Wordscapes. It's on your phone in Toon Blast.
Mobile game.
I think the last.
Oh my god! You left the show and then you just became here. A casual. What the fuck?
I appreciate
was like,
you, Andrew. Mobile games.
I was I kind of went off grid for a little bit, and I think the last game I actually played was 2K NBA 2K. I played with Curtis.
You really are becoming a casual. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's weird. We'd be on this side.
Well, as we've discussed, you know, actually 2K is a super in-depth RPG game.
It really is.
RPG?
Oh,
there is.
Yeah. Decision-making.
No, don't get them started.
For an entire career.
That's,
it's life.
This is a whole conversation.
Who's the guy with the unibrow?
You?
I don't know his name.
The player?
It's going to be you.
I don't have a unibrow.
Not yet, you don't.
Dang.
He plays for the Pelicans.
Whatever. He came over and made me gumbo. All right, and I had to decide whether to taste it or not. That's decision making I needed in a fucking video game.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
What team are you playing? Golden?
No, I was on. I got traded to the Magic.
So yeah, you're that good.
Pretty beat. Yeah. Pretty shit team.
You spelled bad. You said wrong. Bad.
Yeah.
Bad. Wrong. I said that.
Bad. Wrong. Wrong.
Bad. Wrong. Wrong.
Just keep rolling over the bit.
I saw Curtis put a highlight from you guys. And what was funny is, like, you ended up, like, helping assist the play, but on total accident. He, like, meant to pass it to you, and it bounced in between the other guy's legs. Like, what happened?
I was gonna ask him about that, because I saw it, and it looked like Webb just passed it to him, and then he did all the work. And then it's like, boom, look at this, being Webb. And it's like,
oh, yeah, no, they 100% set me up for that. So
that's just Curtis. He's so nice.
Your player level in the game really matters in multiplayer. So if you're like, if you're a brand new player and you play against somebody, you know, on the court that has been playing it, you know, for months or whatever, and they have a way higher stats than you, that matters. So if, as you know, guarding somebody and they get away from you, you can't catch up to them unless you're at the same level. So I was really struggling with trying to cover the person. And so Curtis and Leek, they've been playing, you know, for
they play a lot.
A lot. And so they like, hey, let's, you know, set Webb up and got
you're just gonna inbound it every time.
Thanks, basically, Webb. Yeah, basically. I just stay at the post.
Can you not use like regular players?
Not for what we were doing. No.
You have to use your own character.
You have to use your own character.
And they don't balance it?
No. It's not. Because that's how you get better.
So bad, but it's noticeably bad.
It's noticeably. Yeah. And but no, I'm actually really glad that they did that, because Worthington Colt from the Kingsguard.
Yeah.
He was in the stream. And
so he saw it.
He saw the whole thing.
An actual pro.
Actual pro NBA 2K player. Wow. Saw the whole thing.
Saw Webb doing work. Yeah. And rounding the ball, dancing it off, and then Curtis getting the score on.
There's going to be a big opportunity. VGB will be at the Sacramento State Fair.
California State Fair.
What did I say?
It said Sacramento.
Oh, it's bigger.
It's in Sacramento.
California State Fair.
This is the Cali State Fair. This is big time. Jay Gist, a good friend, he's been on the show many times. He's actually like running the whole gaming section.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, they're going to fly up the Shock. The Kingsguard are going to be involved. It's going to be a lot of crazy stuff.
We're hosting panels. We're moderating panels. We're streaming.
Yeah, shaking hands, kissing babies.
I'm not going to kiss any babies.
I mean, I won't either.
People probably wouldn't let you.
They probably wouldn't. See some guy with an orange unibrow and faded orange hair come trying to kiss their baby.
Wow.
Emma.
And it's microwave, so it's never good.
Telling the news.
Emma. That's longer than I remember.
I extend it by just a fraction.
Just by an Emma every time.
Yep.
Emma.
Pretty soon, that's the entire show.
I hate it.
When you're gone that long, yeah. What's up, Emma Skies? We got a lot of news, don't we?
We got a little bit of news.
We have so much to talk about. We have three things to talk about.
You can see the document in front of you.
I can see the document, but I mean, like, you know, overall, E3 season is here, so there's going to be tons of leaks.
There are already leaks.
There's already tons of Nene leaks, and then next week is the actual event. Wait, what?
Well, this weekend.
This weekend.
The press conferences start on Saturday.
Oh my gosh.
Actually, they start on Friday. It depends. Some of them have it early. I don't know. Anyway, we're not talking about that right now. Before we get into that, we're going to talk a little Nintendo. The Pokemon Direct was this morning.
Hey.
Nintendo.
So if you're into Pokemon, there was a whole lot of stuff that came out today.
Yeah.
All I like is Pikachu.
So they talked a lot about Sword and Shield, which is what I just tried to say. Sword and Shield. So we have an official release date now, which is November 15th.
Okay.
You can tell how very enthusiastic I am about this. None of us watched the Nintendo Direct. Let's be real. Like, none of us watched it.
We skimmed.
And we're going off of what I have written down in the notes, which is going off of somebody else's highlights.
We have two things to our advantage. Meme culture. So I've seen all the memes, so I pretty much understand what happened. And
meme culture is not an advantage to anybody.
Two, we skimmed. We skimmed it.
We skimmed it.
I hate whatever's happening right here. So they announced a bunch of new stuff. So you got to kind of get a little bit of a look into like the story of it and the world of it. So you're in the Galar region. Galar.
Yeah.
I like Galar better. I'm gonna say Galar. You know what? I'm sticking with it. Galar region.
That's like a mouthful. Galar.
Sounds like a Pokemon itself. Galar. Yeah.
Gengar. Galar.
That's exactly what I was going for. So you got a lot of kind of look into the region and what the region's like. I guess Pokemon battles are supposed to be like the biggest form of entertainment, and it's like a huge part of the game is the battling. Like the gyms are all stadiums. things like that. You got to meet the new professor and the, your new rival, the champion. So if you're interested in Pokemon, if you're excited for Sword and Shield, go and check that out. There's a whole lot of stuff. We saw the new legendaries.
Yeah,
look like shit.
Wait a second. Wait a hot second. No way. Those look awesome.
They look so like I understand.
So sick.
You
so
have 9,012 Pokemon at this point, and you're out of ideas. But oh my god.
I thought it was so creative. What about you, Corey?
I thought it was well, I don't know about it was creative for sure. So basically they're wolves, right? There's two wolves.
They're like wolf-like creatures. They're Zamzenta and Zacian?
Zacian.
Zacian.
I know that one.
We literally heard him say it on a camera.
Zacian sounds like
I think it was like Zenzetta.
Zenyatta?
Zenyatta.
Zacian is the one with the sword because yes. It sounds like you're trying to say something with your mouth full because that's how he's holding the sword is with his mouth.
Yeah, okay. So like you've got Pokemon Sword and Shield and they're like, we need legendary Pokemons for Sword and Shield. What are we going to do for that? Okay, so Zamzenta is like this weird wolf-looking creature that's got like, I think maybe it's supposed to be fur or maybe it's supposed to just be some organic metal that comes out of his body.
It's but a he's Pokemon. Got,
like,
who knows?
Shields on, like he's made yeah. of shields.
His head is a shield, basically. Yeah.
And then Zacian... They're like, well, how do we incorporate a sword into this being? There's so much. You know what? Just put a fucking sword in his mouth.
Yeah.
He's just carrying a sword.
That's the only way that makes sense.
Yeah, it was legit.
Imagine another way for a wolf to use a sword.
They look like crap.
Is it going to come out of his eyeballs like Deadpool style? No.
I don't care. They look like crap.
He's holding the sword, and then we get the cool little cinematic, which was not gameplay, unfortunately, but no. It was super high quality. They fight for a minute, and then they team up. They're going to be on the box art. So if you want to get a look at them, you just search Pokemon Sword and Shield, and they are the box art. They showed that other little cute sheep thing.
The wool.
Wooloo.
Because it's a sheep. Because yeah. It's got wool. I don't wool. There are 152 Pokemon and no more, and that is what I'm sticking with.
How dare you?
That is, there are 152 exactly, no more, no less.
What's that one little sad guy? What's his name?
Which one?
Psyduck.
The new one. The new one. Little water salamander guy.
I don't know.
Sobble? See? Sobble.
Because he's sobbing, because he's crying.
Sobble alone is worth dipping your toe outside of the original 150.
He's the one that looks shocked, right?
All the time. Yeah, he looks...
Did you just look at a picture of him?
No, I just looked at David's face when he did it. Twitch clip that, everybody.
So you've got a bunch of new information on the story, on the sort of region that you're in. You've got a bunch of new Gen 8 Pokemon were kind of shown off that you'll see in the game. We've got the new legendaries. There's a new battle mechanic called Dynamax. Which is just one.
Dynamax
with an A.
Why do you gotta ruin everybody's fun, Emma?
In the infomercial, they say it with an O.
I'm just saying.
Dynamax!
Whatever's happening, I hate it. So Dynamax is that once per battle, you can make your Pokemon really, really big. that's literally it. You make your Pokemon
really big.
I hope
that's how
they
explain it in the Pokemon Direct.
You get to make them really, really big.
In the English translation, because it's dubbed over. Once per battle, you can make your Pokemon really, really, really big.
Really fucking huge.
Honestly, that's what it is. Like, you get to make your Pokemon really big, and you get, like, more powerful versions of their moves. Like, okay.
Super Tail Spin.
Yeah, they turn into, like, blimps, basically. Like, because they all just, they blow up, and they go behind the trainer, and then they start fighting. This is kind of like, they've been doing this shit to us. They had Mega Evolutions for a minute, where you could take a fully evolved Pokemon, and then for like the rest of the battle, he can be mega evolved. So Charizard would turn black. They'd have like Mewtwo X and Mewtwo Y, and then they started making like skills, like Z attacks, they called them, where once per match he can use the Z attack, and it would do this huge fucking animation that took like the length of a Metal Gear Solid cutscene. To do. It was usually really strong or whatever, but really time consuming. Now they're just like, now he's fucking big.
What was the one where it was almost like you take the Zeo crystal from Power Rangers and you put it into a watch and you twist it, and then your Pokemon also has a crystal, and then it makes them like go into like a different evolution?
That's
like,
the Mega Evolution.
That's the Mega Evolution?
Yeah.
Okay. That was Ruby Sapphire.
I wonder if the sword one, if he's gonna blow into it like a flute and get mega huge.
Well,
no, he blows into it, and another Pokemon comes out, a dragon Pokemon.
If you're incredibly impressed with our Pokemon knowledge that we're displaying right now, we're going to be hosting Pokemon Trivia. We're 100% qualified for this.
I love Pokemon. I'm qualified. I've watched tons of Pokemon. You know what I'm excited for? Because they always do, like, Remember, it was red, blue, and then they made yellow. And then they always throw in like a third one, like a year after. This one's going to be Pokemon Gun. I'm convinced. Pokemon Sword,
Gun,
Shield, and then Machine Gun.
It's going to be another Pokemon just holding a shotgun. Holding an AR-15 in its mouth.
Yeah. I think you should just go Bazooka.
There's an American flag behind it.
It's awful. It's the American region.
It's an AR-15. That's a Southern accent to it.
Yeah, some twang.
So that was that. We've got some more pre-E3 news. So there was a bit of a data mining of some marketing materials from Destiny.
What?
Because apparently that's what we're doing now. We're data mining marketing materials.
I want to have the kind of time that these people have. That they not only data mine game files, but they data mine the marketing material for these games are coming out.
People are
dicks. I want that kind of time.
Yeah.
So basically somebody data mined some marketing materials for the Destiny 2 event. Tomorrow Bungie is putting on like a Destiny 2 basically like an E3 press conference before E3.
Pre-3.
I hate that. one of the big things that they're going to announce is going to be cross saves. So you can have the same save across it turns out it's going to be across your Xbox, your PC, and your Google Stadia.
Of course.
Fuck you, Sony.
Destiny 2 is coming to Google Stadia.
Well, you know, I think one of the reasons...
Oh, that was the highlight of that.
That was the highlight.
Okay.
Yes, also, Sony, fuck you.
Maybe one of the reasons, and I don't know if they did this in Destiny 2, but they definitely did it in 1. PlayStation was the platform that got all the special guns and stuff. Like, there was actually raids and things you can do in the PlayStation that you could not do anywhere else.
Well, timed exclusives.
1 year.
Yeah, it was for one year
exclusive.
And then after that, it became...
I really hate that standard. When they call it exclusive and it's...
timed exclusive.
Timed exclusive.
Yeah. Like,
but that doesn't sound as good as PlayStation exclusive.
But they're not allowed to say...
PlayStation timed exclusive.
Well, no, in the little footnotes, timed.
Timed, yeah.
Well, yeah, because if they said timed, it could make people be like, oh, I'll just wait a year. And they don't want you to think that because a synonymous one was Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider came out as an Xbox exclusive for a minute, and then everyone was kind of flipping out, and the number one question at that E3 was, so it's going to come out on PlayStation, though, right? It's coming out on PlayStation.
Yeah.
They couldn't say, and then finally, after, like, before the conference was even over, I was like, okay, fuck, yeah, it's coming out, like, next year, dudes, but keep that down, because we got a lot of money from Microsoft for this, so shut up. So, yeah, timed exclusives are kind of like... I don't know. I hope we don't see too much of that at this E3.
Well, and Sony also just, like, doesn't play nice with cross-platform.
True.
So, like, I'm sure they probably wanted no piece of this. So, Google is also hosting their own Stadia-focused event that happens to fall right before Bungie's Destiny 2 event tomorrow in terms of time.
Convenient.
So, it's probably going to be a dual announcement where they're going to announce, at the end of their event, probably that Destiny 2 will be coming to Google Stadia. And then they'll throw it over to Bungie, who's like, oh, you can have your same save. And it's, like, a whole thing. And now everybody knows about it, and there's no surprise anymore, so fuck both of you.
Sorry, everybody. Sorry. Well, I think what's cool...
Why'd they put it in the marketing?
Xbox is going all in on this crossplay. I think that's going to be my oh shit moment, is when we get that Halo Infinite stage show and then they say that it's going to be fully crossplay between the PC and the Xbox. I will lose my shit. That's going to be...
I hope they do it.
That's going to be so fun. What else we got?
Speaking of E3 leaked details, we got even more. I say even more, but it's like still like itty bitty. But more leaked details on Square Enix's Avengers game.
Yeah. Actually, it was significant. It was really significant.
It was, but it's still just like small details. But so basically, we got the announcement trailer for this a long time ago. And then we just never heard anything about it.
Trailer's generous. This was a teaser of teasers.
Yeah. It was like a slight video.
Yeah.
A small video clip. It was like a GIF of an announcement.
It shows like the name of it.
Barely. It just says like...
It didn't even have the name. We didn't know what it was called until 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then Square Enix came out a couple weeks ago and said like, hey, we're going to finally show this game off for the first time ever at E3. So basically Square Enix's press conference is on Monday. And then on Tuesday, so they're going to like announce it and they're going to show it off and they're going to have their whole moment. But then on Tuesday, they're actually hosting a panel at E3 that's going to be all about the Marvel Avengers game. And somebody accidentally put the panel description on the E3 website when it was not supposed to be. So that description reads, embrace your powers and join key members of the development team at Crystal Dynamics and the creative team at Marvel Games as they talk exclusively about the upcoming Marvel's Avengers. This is the defining Avengers gaming experience, an epic action adventure that combines cinematic storytelling with continuous single player and cooperative gameplay. moderated by Andrea Renee. Assemble in teams of up to 4 players, master extraordinary abilities, customize your heroes to fit your playstyle, and combine powers to defend an ever-expanding world under constant threat. We didn't know a single piece of that.
That was huge.
What? The only thing that they need to do is they need to look at the Spider-Man game on the PS4.
Just copy paste.
And just copy paste.
That's all I want.
That's all I want.
Sort of.
Some reason I think they're going to pull out turn-based fighting.
No, no. If this is a turn-based, if this is like a turn-based game.
I'll punch something.
No. Your turn.
No.
So we know that there's going to be like a significant story with a single player game, but that you're also going to be able to integrate co-op and kind of, it sounds like, go back and forth.
It's weird that it's only 4 player co-op though. I mean, it's not weird because that's standard, but
there's a lot of Avengers.
There's a lot of Avengers. Like, you know,
it sounds like, no, it sounds like you're not playing as the Avengers.
Well, because you can customize your character, which is interesting. It depends on how much customization. Like, can you, like, switch between the Winter Soldier outfit and the Captain America First Avenger outfit? Like, maybe it's that kind of a thing. What kind of gets me is combining powers. Like, does that mean combining powers from, like, different parts of their story arcs, or combining powers of, like, I want Scarlet Witch and Falcon. Mesh them.
Yeah, no.
And we're going to call them Super Web.
Have you guys played DCU? Yeah. DC Universe?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm expecting this now, based off this description, to be like a DC
Something
Universe.
Something like that?
Because, where you create your own character, pick your powers that you like.
Yeah, I can see that.
You don't?
I want to play as the Avengers.
I want to play Iron Man with Thor's hammer.
Well, you can in that game. You just can't call yourself Iron Man or Thor.
That's
you,
stupid.
You
I want to call myself Iron Man.
Iron Thor.
I am Iron Man.
Yeah, you have to be the first one to do it. But I think that's what it's going to be. Just because it says continuous single player and cooperative gameplay, which kind of fits the DCU. Like, you can play it solo, or you can just join a party real quick.
I just want a single player narrative game like Spider-Man. That's all I want.
Get a Nintendo Switch.
Why would I want that?
Spider-Man. Because they're coming out with the Avengers game there.
The one that looks like a mobile game?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It'll have a storyline. You can play it by yourself.
I don't want Ultimate
Narrative,
Alliance.
All that cool stuff.
Ultimate Alliance, isn't that Marvel's version of basically DCU?
No. Ultimate Alliance is a dungeon crawler.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't want that. That's not Spider-Man.
Was it their one that was kind of like DCU?
Did they? They did, actually. Yeah, it was online, but it was short-lived. No. They were supposed to. It was supposed to be, and then they pivoted and turned it to Champions Online.
Yeah, they changed it to...
Do you guys remember Champions Online?
Vaguely.
No, I do not.
It was an MMO where it was like Guild Wars or WoW, except with superheroes. And it came out, and it had all this Marvel stuff that it was supposed to be. And they took, like, you know, they had Juggernaut, and they showed it off and everything. And then once they lost the license or Marvel pulled or whatever happened, they ended up just slightly tweaking all the models to be off-brand Marvel heroes. So it had a subscription. Like, it wasn't that great. But
And they still went with the subscription.
Yeah.
It's a bold move, Cotton.
They went for it. No, it didn't. It wasn't too bad. But there's, I mean, DCU's fun. This is just, I mean... We're talking
I don't
like
want DCU Marvel. I want Spider-Man with
it's
the Avengers.
It's not about what you want.
Yes, it is.
It's about the consumer.
Yeah, but I'm a consumer, and I want Spider-Man with
the Avengers.
I feel
like the consumer also wants Spider-Man, because that game did phenomenally well.
I don't know, because I didn't play Spider-Man.
It's too ambitious, Emma. If they made that game, it would be too groundbreaking.
No.
This needs to be a topic for the weekend shows. Like, everything, we're so... Nothing's great anymore. Everything's just kind of...
Spider-Man was great.
Yeah, that's the web talk week. It was games that would be too advanced for their time.
For real. Mm-hmm. Like, Spider-Man was great. Don't get me wrong, but it would be much, much better if it was multiplayer and you could play as other heroes that weren't Spider-Man. Why can't we just have that game now?
That would be great.
Why don't we have it?
That's what I want the Avengers game to be.
But it's not, because we're not that advanced yet. Like,
we're limited by the technology of our time.
No, we're not. We're really not. We can make that game.
I just like working that line.
We can make the game. We just thought of the game. Somebody create the fucking game.
That's exactly. There's.
They could do a fucking DLC where it's the Spider-Man PS4 : Spider-Verse, and then you play as different Spider-Man.
That's all I want.
What?
That's all I want.
That's.
Let me play Penny Parker.
That's okay. That's kind of cool.
Let me web sling with the fucking mech. Maybe Peter Porker and pull out a fucking mallet.
And talk to John Mulaney.
I don't know how we got this off topic of the Avengers.
No, it's good, because this is stuff we need to talk about.
It's coming out at E3, right?
It's
a pre-3 episode.
Pre-3. But when when that Spider-Man game came out and then they announced the Black Cat DLC,
yeah,
I was really holding out hope that she was going to be playable. But when it came out,
a lot of people were.
Yeah, then that just means that the game is locked the way it is in the mechanics. They didn't, you know, I don't know.
Whoa, hang on. You could play as Mary Jane in that game. Let's not gloss over that.
All right.
Let's not.
Wow.
Worst sections of that game.
Yeah.
Not even Mary Jane, like with spider powers.
No.
Just plain Jane. Just plain Jane.
What else we got? That's it for the news, right?
That's most of the news. We have some headlines. We'll talk about those later. This kind of like leads into what we want to hear about at E3.
Halo Infinite.
There will be a lot of Halo Infinite, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's all we want to hear.
Mostly all I care about.
So the Xbox briefing is actually clocks in at, I think they said today, an hour and 38 minutes.
Which is roughly
how long it was last year. And I think the big things we're expecting are Halo Infinite, Gears of War 5, not Gears Pop. They throw that shit in my face again. I will throw my TV out the window.
You'll get laugh it. When that they'll do it.
I want to be there when you do that. You have a big TV. I want to see you struggle to get that thing out the window.
No, I watch on a little TV.
Oh, you watch?
I have a little TV.
She watches on her phone.
And possibly somebody said somewhere about like the next gen console, but I don't think we'll hear much about
it. I think that's gonna be at the end.
It'll be like that teaser. That might be the closing. Halo Infinite last year.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you don't get anything except, like, this is a thing that might happen someday. If only because they feel like they need to be like, well, PlayStation PS5 kind of things are coming out, so we should probably talk about
that. And PlayStation's not here, so...
Well, that's why they're releasing it.
Yeah.
Well, kind of slowly confirming things.
Yeah.
To set the stage. You're just going to see the picture of the console from Microsoft.
Not even a picture. It's going to be a black console on a black background.
With like a silhouette.
With like a slight light behind it.
Just the silhouette. That's actually
that looks like the Xbox One X.
And add some lighting.
Yeah.
That's Marcus, what do you want to see at E3?
Well, we already talked about it. It's definitely Halo.
Want to see out of Halo, though? What are you hoping for?
Actual multiplayer on a single console.
Okay.
Like, if they don't do that.
Couch co-op.
Couch co-op. If they don't do that, there's something wrong with them.
Yeah.
They got it wrong last time.
It can't be that hard to put in.
Well, because they all went for frames per second because they're like, oh, we got to hit 60 frames per second or 30, whatever. I mean, they can't do anything. And sure enough, everybody's buying the game and being like, oh, I'm going to play with my buddy. Yeah. Oh, guess what? You can't. You got to go bring your own console. Sorry.
Your buddy can suck my dick.
When that's a staple of your franchise. That was the thing. Halo was known as the party, the LAN game. You played that with your friends. They came over and you beat the campaign. When you remove that, you take its soul.
Oh, I used to make my mom play with me.
All I know is the manager that made that decision that dropped couch co-op was the stupidest thing ever.
Yeah.
I would have been like, hit 15 frames a second, whatever, with couch co-op.
Bam. Easy.
I mean, it would have been choppy, but...
Yeah.
What do you
want to
see from E3?
Ooh, me?
Yes, you.
I want to see more Cyberpunk, to be honest. I think I want a hardcore date.
I was going to say, I want a fucking release date. Yeah.
Didn't that get pushed back?
I think it did.
No,
because
there's been no release date. You can't have something that doesn't have a date.
Well, you can.
Well, is it going to be out like all the Sony games where they're like, oh my gosh, Sony has all these first, you know, exclusive games, and then all of a sudden, 5 years later, they're finally coming out. Everybody was so excited.
Yeah.
Now we're actually going to see them come out.
There's a few things that can just cause those E3 moments. Let's call them E3 moments. And the one will be, you know, couch co-op. That'd be pretty sick. And another one for me would be if they announce this game and it's coming out in like 3 months. Like if they said Cyberpunk's going to be here, but like...
Which one happened?
If it's one of those where they're like, the game is coming out at midnight tonight.
Dude, if that happened, it would just be over. Best announcement of all time.
Well, if any game did that, like with a lot of the top titles, if they did that, that would be...
Insane,
because obviously people are finding stuff in marketing crap, so...
Yeah, people are digging deep.
Is Bethesda going to be there? Are they doing anything?
Yeah, they have a press conference.
Okay, I wonder what we're going to see from them.
Elder Scrolls...
Surprise.
Another mobile Elder Scrolls.
Right, that was the biggest fucking letdown. I don't even give a shit about Elder Scrolls.
Did that even come out, Blades?
No, it got pushed.
Oh man. What if they came out and they said that they're coming out with an update for Fallout 76 and they're putting in a campaign?
Nobody would care.
You think it's too late?
Nobody would care. It's too late.
I'd buy it.
Like, I wouldn't put it past them to, like, say something about it, but it wouldn't be, like, the keynote of the announcement.
You know what? I'm another one. Sorry, just before you go, move on, because I would be remiss not to mention it. The Outer Worlds.
I was waiting for you to say that.
I gotta see it. Best game of all time coming out this year.
There's gonna be some technical glitch, and the like trailer's gonna cut out halfway through
just
because he talked about it.
Yeah, and Dan's gonna tweet you like, "What the hell, Corey?
Our friend
we
Dan.
Had a deal. Agreement."
Yeah,
Dan's gonna be like, "What the fuck, dude?
Yeah. Oh, he's here.
Is he in chat?
He's in chat.
Oh, Dan is in chat. He knows. What's funny is that he knows exactly what's gonna happen too, and he can't say." Oh, DM me, brother, because I got to know what's happening.
No, don't DM him.
Don't do it.
Tell him nothing.
So, yeah, those are my two, the two biggins. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say the next Fable.
I don't want that. No.
We'll come out with it.
Two ahead for it.
That franchise is dead. What else?
What I'm waiting for at E3. Thank you for asking.
Well, I mean, did David go yet?
No, David didn't go. David.
No, I did go.
Yeah, he started.
I started it. I said Halo Infinite.
Can you go again?
Yeah, go again, David. Then Emma. That's the order here.
Here's what I want to see at E3 is what Emma wants to see at E3. So, Emma, why don't you tell us what you want to see at E3?
So much. I want to see so much. I want to see Halo Infinite. I want to see Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
Oh, my gosh. You're the only one.
And I want a fucking release date for that.
The only one in the world.
What about Yarny 3?
Yarny 3, I would be up for that. No, so that's actually part of what I want is like I want a moment that hits me the way the Unravel 2 announcement hit
Unraveled,
me.
Unravel, that's
oh my god.
Because like I lost it because I wasn't expecting it. I was like yelling, I was crying, I was so excited. I had no idea it was coming. I want that feeling again. I don't care who it comes from. Yeah. I don't care what it is.
Most people, you know, find that kind of love in another human being, but you find it through E3 conferences.
Yeah,
but it's for Emma, this is fitting.
I guess so.
I would be shocked if it was another human being.
I really want to see a lot from Halo Infinite. I want to see gameplay. I don't want a trailer. I want gameplay from Halo Infinite.
Yeah, same.
I want a release date and gameplay for Ori and the Will of the Wisps. I would like to see some Outer Worlds. I would really, really like a date for Cyberpunk 2077. I don't know that there's anything like specific that I can think of off the top of my head other than that.
Because
I don't think we're going to see like Death Stranding because PlayStation's not going to be there.
No, yeah. I think we've seen what we're going to see of that. Otherwise, they would have waited a few weeks. Other big ones that I'm seeing here, just kind of on other people's lists, are Skull and Bones. People want to see more of that one.
That game's never coming out.
I could care less if it comes out. It's not for me. Another
that
one
just got pushed for the third time or the fourth time?
Was that the pirate one?
Mm. Yeah, it's the pirate one.
The one that was third? Like, don't buy Sea of Thieves because Skull and Bones is going to be better. And then Skull and Bones just never fucking comes out.
They're coming out in 2020, it says.
It's going to be so glitchy. Mm. It's going to look really bad, I bet you.
Dead Island 2 is another one where we saw a teaser for this at least last year. If you remember, it was the video of the dude jogging down like Venice
Beach.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah. Oh, those trailers,
actually calling
those trailers are dead to me.
Why?
Because the Dead Island trailer was so good. And it was like one of those that just hit you and you're just like, oh my God, like this is amazing. The game is nothing like that. A game sucks.
Oh, the original Dead Island trailer?
Yeah.
The one where you're in the fucking hotel.
Yeah, the, like, the one that plays
on the
in
beach.
Reverse.
Yeah.
That is a really good trailer and the game is nothing like that.
It's, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Like fuck cinematic trailers like that.
That's why I hate any of them. This is not real in-game footage.
Right.
It's like, just use the game footage because I don't want to.
The rest is just fluff.
My expectations are pretty high, so.
I loved Dead Island because before they like balanced the game, you can do unlimited like front kicks.
Yep.
Like these perfect front kicks that required no energy whatsoever. So you could just spam it. So basically what would happen was you would knock one of the homies down and then all four of you would just go around him and just start kicking the shit out of him. And you didn't have to waste your ammo or you didn't have to waste your bullets or anything. You would just kick them until they were dead. So great.
What about another skate game?
Skate 4?
Skate
No, Tony
4.
Hawk Pro Skater 20.
Oh my god. You know what? Hang on. Going back to what Emma said, I think I would lose my shit if another Tony Hawk game came out.
Really?
Yeah, he's so rad.
I think Skate at this point would be more exciting.
I never played Skate.
Well, that's EA on Skate.
I believe
Oh man, so many microtransactions.
Yeah. You have to
get new bearings.
Oh, we'll probably see the new Star Wars game from EA.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Gameplay.
Fallen Jedi or something like that.
Yeah, where you make your own Jedi.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah,
that what
it is?
No. You don't make your own Jedi in this one. It's like a story mode. They came out with a really big trailer like three months ago.
Yeah, and like they were supposed to be like the makeup for Battlefield or Battlefront 2.
Oh, they're messing up.
And it's like, it's not a Battlefront game. Like, it is a narrative campaign, like, story-based game. So I bet we'll see some of that in the EA press conference.
Hell yeah.
I don't even want to see it in the EA press conference because they'll mess it up.
Right.
And so just put it on its own and take the EA name off of it and call it a day.
I would like to propose an E3 drinking game right now. Okay. You have to take a drink every time they say no microtransactions.
That's a good one.
We'll get alcohol poisoning. Yeah.
Every single time.
You think that's going to be the trend this year because there was the VR trend? Well,
they did that last year, too. Like, every game on stage was like, no microtransactions.
Well, then, not only on that, then, like, you don't have to pay for expansions.
Yeah.
That would be another one.
Free DLC.
Yeah, free DLC.
I don't know if they're going to go that crazy. We're probably going to get a lot more details on the new Call of Duty as well.
Oh, Call of Duty Modern Warfare?
Yeah, Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
I don't know why people were so upset about that.
Because of the name? Because they call it Modern Warfare 4?
No, because you know what's stupid is that we now have Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare and Call of Duty Modern Warfare, and they're two completely different games.
Well, yeah.
But the other game was so old, like, no one was playing that anymore. Dumb.
It doesn't matter that no one's playing it. It's the fact that people are still playing it.
It's a spiritual successor.
Well, no, because they remastered it.
What do you think they should have called it?
Literally anything else. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4.
And hang on, was it the last one Advanced Warfare? So this is Modern Warfare, so we're not going back?
Last one was
Because we had Modern Ops, Advanced and Black Ops Advanced 4. Warfare, and then didn't we have Infinite Warfare? Was that
Yes,
a thing?
That was Oh one. Yeah, that was right. after that was after Advanced.
And, so, and then now so there's Advanced, Modern Warfare. Infinite Modern.
Yes.
I think they realized they shouldn't have gone to space with their Modern
They went to space
Warfare.
Too quick.
Well, they shouldn't have.
And that game
That's
sucked, so... Ghost was the one where they went to space, and it's garbage.
That was one of the most laughable trailers. Like, I remember just seeing them in space, just giggling to myself.
I was like, if you guys spent half the time making cool, you know, or making a good story as you did on, like, cool levels, your game might have been okay.
Yeah.
But it was trash. So I'll probably see something new from Call of Duty just because that's what we see every year. You know what would be a crazy... What would be your, like, you know it's not going to happen, but you would lose your shit?
Skate 4 would probably be one of them.
That's fair.
That's a good one.
I'm going to say a new Bioshock game would do that for me. Because there's been, like, rumors that they're like, oh, there's a new Bioshock game. It's not going to happen.
You don't think so? Why wouldn't that happen?
Because Ken Levine, like, trashed that whole, like, the whole studio.
Someone owns the license. They'll give you a half-assed
version. He was just like,
no,
we're not doing this no more. I'm firing everybody. I'm going to a small studio. We're making small games from now on. Fuck Bioshock. And I was like, oh, no.
I would say my biggest one would be SOCOM.
Another
SOCOM.
Wow.
But that's not happening because Sony's not going to be there. And the studio doesn't exist anymore.
You aged yourself there, sir.
I know.
I think
news about the Alice sequel, which is not happening.
I don't know. That would be a good one. What about the Splinter Cell controversy we had a few weeks back, where the developer got super drunk and went on Twitter and was like, "Hey, everybody, hashtag Splinter Cell."
I'll probably see something about that. Snap.
Oh yeah, that's we'll right. That would be pretty exciting.
I want
and
see...
they're gonna still use what's his the same actor as the voice actor.
I don't know who the original voice actor was. I don't know.
I don't know. Ironhide? Chris Ironhide?
Is that who it was?
Somebody.
I don't know. What were you saying, David?
This is something that's most likely going to happen, so it doesn't really fit into what you were asking, but I do want to see more Wildlands 2.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love Wildlands. But as far as something that would make me lose my mind, that's probably not going to happen. I don't know. I'm so jaded. Like, I'm just kind of like... I don't really care. But if I had to pick something, another Spider-Man game.
Portal 3.
Ooh.
Portal 3. Half-Life 3.
No. That's what reminded me.
No, Left 4 Dead.
Dan said Half-Life 3.
I think
that's not going to happen, but Portal 3 could still happen someday.
I think another really hype one would be if they gave us, like, concrete, and I don't think this is going to happen because of how little they gave us last year, but remember the Elder Scrolls 6? Like 30 seconds.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's why I think they're going to talk about that in this year's because they ended last year's with like a nothing video about it that was like, it exists. Like this now it's been a year. They need to kind of follow up.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like when they do it too early because the hype goes away.
Yeah.
I mean, you end up like, oh, I'm so excited for it. Then all of a sudden, 3 years later, you're like, oh, now I don't really care. You're 4, you're like, oh, is it going to come out? You're 5, you're like, I don't care.
I don't know. I mean, like, sometimes it can work. Like, Cuphead did that. Cuphead was at E3 for, like, 4 E3s in a row.
Yes, it was.
And it was still massive when it released.
Which I don't understand because, like, I mean, I'm sure it's a good game. I haven't played it. I'm sure it's a good game, but it doesn't seem
like, it has the super depth.
They
keep showing new videos being like, oh my gosh, you get more and more excited every year.
That's the thing. The Cuphead DLC, I want a release date because they put a trailer out for it last year. But no, the Cuphead, it's all hand-drawn animations.
Yeah.
So as like a time thing, it takes a while. And then it's by an indie studio, so they just needed money.
All right. I guess I'll give it to them.
But yeah, that was one that was shown like 4 years in a row.
Oh, Starfield.
It was ridiculous.
Starfield. That's right.
Interesting. You know that?
The Bethesda.
So, last year, we just saw like a planet with like a sun behind it and then the name of the game.
Oh, yeah.
So this year, I'm going to be surprised if we see like we're not going to see gameplay.
So this is supposed to be basically Bethesda's attempt, because we already have Bethesda in, you know, ye old times, and now we have Bethesda in post-apocalyptic. This is going to be their attempt at space.
Yeah.
Anything Bethesda does that they take seriously is usually really good.
That would make me lose all of my shit. A sequel to Prey? Oh, I'd be on the floor.
Are you going to stream your reactions?
I don't know. Maybe.
You should. Yeah.
Well, we did it for the... I think we did it for the Xbox conference last year. It just depends on how Twitch does it. Because you have to do it, like, through Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you don't get fucking banned.
Yeah.
For restreaming.
Emma Skies, that brings us to you. What is your stream schedule looking like this week?
Tomorrow, 5 p.m., I'll be playing Halo. And 1 p.m. on Friday, I will be playing Bioshock Infinite again. I accidentally streamed for 8 hours yesterday playing Bioshock Infinite.
Accidentally?
So just didn't mean to. And then I was like, hey, we've been on for 7 hours and 47 minutes.
It just happens.
Just happens.
David Webb, I mean, now you're back in Civilization. Are you going to be pulling out the streams anytime soon?
I don't know. I will be streaming again, but I don't have a schedule, so I don't know when. Just follow me on Twitter, Real David Webb, and I post my good life.
Cool. Marcus, you gonna start getting into the stream game?
Maybe in a couple years.
Maybe in a couple years.
I'll just keep being your neighbor. How about that?
I like that. Anything you're promoting, neighbor?
Corey.
Neighborhood
the
Watch.
Shock.
Yeah.
The new season, right?
Yeah.
The new stage.
That's what I'm excited for.
I want that to be a TV show, a spinoff of this podcast, My Neighbor Marcus.
My Neighbor Marcus. He just talks about stuff going on in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Porch Pirates took a couple Amazon boxes this week.
Chasing them down.
Keep an eye out for a silver minivan. That's our show. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Anybody who is in the stream, we had a couple subs that we'll get back to give you guys some love and some shout outs. But we do this show live on twitch.tv/videogame_bang on Wednesdays and Saturdays in the evening time. So if you listen to the show and you want to hang out with us, you can do so. We can read all your comments. It's lots of fun. And likewise, if you listen to the show faithfully on Twitch, you can subscribe to our podcast. We have it on iTunes. It's on Spotify. We just hit 100 five-star ratings. They're not five-star ratings, but a five-star average. So we are the equivalent of a very good Uber driver as far as podcasts. So if this podcast was an Uber driver, this is one you'd want to get.
We have the light-up sign.
Yeah. We'd be getting...
That's how good we would be.
Exactly. That's how good we would be. So everybody, if you haven't already, those five-star ratings are our lifeblood. That's what helps us attract new listeners and all sorts of good stuff. So if you have an iPhone, you're using Spotify, hit that subscribe button. It means a lot to us. But that's it. That's our show. We're going to be doing some cool stuff around E3, as many updates as we can. So follow us on our various social media channels. But... for Emma Skies, the real David Webb, my neighbor Marcus, my name is Corey, saying you've just been banged.